it actually helped a lot, especially with the type of offense that we run. It's very in depth, and you got to really dig in your playbook. So that year was kind of beneficial for me, because I can dig in that playbook and understand different routes and understand all the positions, all the wide receiver positions on the field, and get a good understanding of it. So last year was definitely, you know, unfortunate about the injury, but it was beneficial in other respects.
I imagine also had to be a little frustrating when you saw receivers start going down, and you had to turn it as an opportunity there.
Yeah, exactly. Especially when you see those guys going down, man, it seemed like every week we were losing somebody, and you always want to come back and be in a position where you could possibly help your team. And it was unfortunate, man, but, you know, it's a new year, and we're ready.
You're almost like a little proof on what the preseason games do for somebody.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the preseason, as much as I know before, the talks were, you know, eliminating a couple of those preseason games, but I know other guys from small schools and stuff like that were like, no, please don't, because, you know, that's when you kind of make a mark and you kind of show in live action against other teams, you know, what you can do. And those preseason games were very important for me personally.
Rick, there was a lot of talk that Steve Smith will be here in the next couple of days for at least a visit. I don't know how close he is to being ready, if he's going to re-sign or whatever the case may be, but as a young receiver on this team, how much beneficial would it be to have him back here?
It'd be great, man, especially last year. He helped me so much with, you know, throughout my injury. When I was injured, he was talking to me like, yo, just get in the playbook, just understand it, like, make sure you know it, so, you know, when your time comes, it's not a factor. You not knowing your plays isn't an issue. So he was always talking to me, man. He's one of my mentors, and I look up to the guy. And, you know, hopefully we can have him back, and if not, I wish him the best of luck with whatever he does in the future.
Like Steve Smith. Do you like the core that's here?
We
know about the two starters, but the rest of it,
there
seems to be a lot of talent there fighting for a job.
Yeah, definitely. I like the core. I mean, me, Duke, you know, Darius Raynard, we've kind of come together since last year, and we know our stuff, man, and we're out there, you know, we're out there competing, and I feel like the core guys, that if we all can get together and we know our stuff and we can build that trust and Gilroy can trust us and Coach Crawford can trust us, it'll just, you know, add depth and Coach Gilroy won't have to worry as much, I guess.
The guy said, you know, I
got to
do something in the preseason show. I mean, there are ways to show that. Is it almost hard to believe that it's such a show, man? Such a game? You know, I mean,
I mean, obviously the first game, I never would have thought that it would have been like that, but, you know, I'm thankful. I mean, a lot of the hard work that I was putting in as a youngster coming up and in college and you know, even that training camp, I was kind of making some plays and just being at the right place at the right time, and it felt great, man. I still have kind of goosebumps just thinking about it from last year and how I felt and those feelings and being here at home and doing it in front of the family, and it was just surreal. But, you know, I'm just trying to, you know, take another step forward and take it to new year and just try to put it all together.
You're around town. People still talk, you know, when they get
somewhere,
they got, oh, yeah.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, we had receivers had autographs last night, and a couple of guys were like, who's that? And he was like, you don't know who that is? And I was like, oh, God, let me move that way before somebody gets hurt. But it was cool. It was cool being around the fans, and, you know, when they still hold your name high, it's always good to have the backup on the fans. It was cool.
First couple of practices, you dropped a few passes. Is that just you putting pressure on yourself?
Yeah, it was kind of me just being a little overexcited, and I just wanted to make a play. But once a few days went by and I was kind of relaxed and the stuff just started to come to me and it started to flow a little bit better, I made some catches. And a few guys didn't practice a few days, so I was rolling with the ones, and that gave me some confidence. And day in and day out, I felt like I was doing some good things.
In a way, did that preseason game against the Jets kind of just like legend for you,
that
it could be hard for you to live up? There's expectations.
I mean, I guess so, but it'll be understandable if I, you know, first game doesn't go as well as last year's first game did, and hopefully I can just do some stuff to make some strides in the right direction, and show that, you know, I know the plays, and it's more than just going deep, and it's, I can do stuff in between the tackles and between the backers and stuff like that, and hopefully the fans don't write me off too early.